The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Off we go into a new week. Thanks for being with us. We got away last week. It was a great birthday. Played some golf in Southern California. Froze. Played a tee box I'll talk about later that was simply amazing. Simply amazing would be Kyler Murray's agent this morning. We're going to get into that. Derek Jeter is in the news cycle, which I think is significant. He just quit, like, in the last few minutes on the Miami Marlins. And this is the D-Day for all of the stuff with baseball to get figured out. I'm going to see the Batman tonight, so I don't know how I'm going to do with Robert Pattinson because my kids made me watch Twilight back in the day as a new Batman. And there's panic in the street about the Suns. The Combine is this week. Oh, that was really not much going on. But Kyler's agent, if you haven't heard yet, we'll get into that. Opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. We appreciate their ongoing support. Jared Nielsen is chairman of the board. In fact, Jared, right off the top, if you just want to put up the statement from Kyler Murray's agent, I will read it. This was released this morning to Adam Schefter. So first and foremost, the fact that an agent would go to Adam Schefter and say, we want this released. And then when I see headlines saying Kyler Murray speaks, no, this is his agent, okay? Let's just be clear about that. So I'm going to read some of this. Kyler wants to be direct with loyal Arizona Cardinal fans and the great community of the Valley in stating his two very important goals and objectives. Now, first of all, this is all written in caps, as you can see. Secondly, it's single-spaced. One, he absolutely wants to be your long-term quarterback. Two, he desperately wants to win the Super Bowl. I don't know. How about just getting there? How about getting close to being there? Achieving both goals will take incredible commitment from himself and the entire organization. Despite all of Kyler's energy being focused on the future, he's very proud of the franchise's extreme turnaround in competitiveness and success since his arrival. Okay, let's just go right there. Alongside his teammates, coaches, okay, since his arrival. Yes, he's done some fine things, but I don't know. So's Chandler Jones. I don't know. So's Buda Baker. I don't know. So's James Conner. Maybe Christian Kirk. So when you're going to lead with, first, the agent is going to put this stuff out. And then you're going to lead with, since his arrival, and then go into the others, you're making it about you. While under the extremely challenging circumstances of walking into a three-win team with the last-ranked offense in the toughest division of football speaks for itself, the Cardinals are the only franchise in the NFL to have improved by three or more wins in each of the last three seasons. Kyler was tasked with stepping into a tough situation and named the starter on day one of his arrival. He has delivered and exceeded all reasonable expectations, along with the way in winning NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, followed by back-to-back Pro Bowls. Who cares about the Pro Bowl? In the ultra-competitive and quarterback-loaded NFC. The fact that the agent would go down this path speaks of desperation, one. Then it gets even, I don't know, it's just bizarre. This speaks that behind the scenes, all is not well, that the agent decided, you know, the week of the combine where all the NFL eyes are coming back together, the last couple of weeks following the Super Bowl, things have been under the radar. Looking ahead, I'm back to reading now. Looking ahead, Kyler believes that in order to consistently compete for championships and ultimately deliver the Valley their first Super Bowl in 33-plus years, well, no, they went to the Super Bowl in 2009. They lost in the very last second. So let's not go down that path. I was in Tampa. It did happen. Gosh, there needs to be long-term stability for both the organization and himself. I agree with that. To overtly communicate Kyler's desire to be the Cardinals' long-term quarterback, we sent a detailed contract proposal to the organization. This is halfway through. What this is we want more money, and I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to negotiate through the media. I'm going to capitalize everything. People are going to pick up on that immediately. We sent a detailed contract proposal to the organization. It was important to Kyler that his proposal reflected all the following: provides financial protection. That was number one. Of course it was. You're the agent. Of course. The first thing is provides financial protection is in line with the current quarterback market. I don't know. Is Josh Allen the same player as Kyler Murray? The compares his results alongside relevant comps, lowers his 2022-23 salary cap number to allow the Cardinals to re-sign other deserving teammates and add additional free agents, most importantly, because they are up against cap. And most importantly, represents a real commitment from the organization to see if their ultimate goals align with his two above, consistently competing for championships and Kyler being their quarterback. So what this guy is saying, Eric Burkhardt is saying, is to see if their ultimate goals align with his two above, which is consistently competing for championships, which the Cardinals have not, and Kyler being their quarterback, which he presently is. You know, the numbers don't lie on this. The Cardinals don't compete consistently for championships. They don't. That's not a slam. That's a fact. Go back and look at the numbers. Then he puts, actions speak more louder than words in this volatile business. It is now simply up to the Cardinals to decide if they prioritize their rapidly improving 24-year-old, already two-time Pro Bowl quarterback, who led the organization from 2 wins for his arrival to 11 wins, first playoff appearance in 5 years, or rather, if they choose to financially prioritize committing to other areas and continuing to merely talk about addressing Kyler's long-term future as a quarterback. Unfortunately, every player, coach, and executive in the NFL knows or should know that words and hypothetical contract promises are regularly dismissed and fleeting in this business. Finishing out by, Kyler remains hopeful that the organization chooses to commit so that he can continue leading the Cardinals to future success and value for many years to come. Okay. You can drop it now, Jared. So when you decide to put this out and send it over to Adam Schefter, you're negotiating in the media. Negotiating in the media used to be something that I can go all the way back to Lee Steinberg back in the day, where he'd have quarterbacks that would be holding out. He would have quarterbacks that have contract issues. David Dunn alongside of Lee. This is back in the early 90s, late 80s, when I first started doing the stuff with agents, the business side of sports. And this is, in this day and age, what you're doing is you're taking the dirty laundry and you're putting it out there, assuming that the fans are going to side with you. And in this market, that hasn't happened with Kyler Murray. It hasn't. Yes, he's wildly popular, but there still is a side of this community, the people that I talk to, they're season ticket holders, that are split on him. Okay? The body language is not one that speaks well when people like Buda Baker are laying on the field against the Rams. That's a bad look. And you can chalk that up to inexperience and trying to become a better teammate, and all this stuff. But the production, facts are facts, his team fades late in the season with Kyler Murray at the controls. It does. Now, is that because of injuries? Yeah, that's part of it in the NFL. Is it just they are in a tough division? They are. There's no question about it. Does it fall on Cliff Kingsbury in the way that Kyler Murray has been allowed to perhaps comport himself, for lack of a better term? So what I think is most fans, this goes off of this morning, just the last 3.5 hours since this came out. Most of you don't want to hear this. Most of you don't want to hear any part of the business side. Yeah, it's interesting to pull the curtain back. Here you have the agent. You don't have the player. So for the agent to say, or anybody to say, this is Kyler's words, it's not Kyler's words. Kyler's not sitting there saying, you know, I'm hopeful that the organization chooses to commit so I can continue leading the Cardinals to further success and value for many years to come. No, this was the agent scripting it out. Somebody in the agent's office decided to capitalize everything and not double space everything. And somebody decided to send it to Adam Schefter because they knew this would be a brush fire. That's where we are. Does this mean that the Cardinals are in a spot here in March where they should say, you know, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there. And we are too well to attend to this? No. you know, the business side of the NFL, there are negotiations, there are players are going to, and there are agents that are going to scramble and climb and claw for every last dollar. Unfortunately, on this, in this situation, the fans are more than skeptical about the Bidwells. They are. They've been here for many, many years watching this. And so when this comes out from the agent, the agent's not completely wrong. The way he goes about it's completely wrong. This does fall on Michael and Steve. It falls on Cliff. If all the stuff that's been out there about Kyler, I'm not in the locker room. None of us are in the locker room. But the people whose opinions that I trust, or the teammates that are in that locker room whose opinions I trust and talk to, I would say that the jury is still out. Somebody bringing up how many times someone makes a Pro Bowl. Nobody cares about the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl gets ripped to shreds, and it should. It's garbage. Doesn't mean that Kyler Murray doesn't deserve an increase. It's the going way of the National Football League, but he certainly isn't Josh Allen. He's not. And when you fade, and the team has faded under Kyler Murray the second half of the season, under Cliff Kingsbury, the two are tied together. So I don't see where what this accomplishes other than trying to win in the court of public opinion. You know, are fans going to say, I'm canceling my season tickets if Kyler Murray is no longer the quarterback? No. Are fans going to cancel their season tickets and say, I'm not going to go support watching the National Football League because the Cardinals didn't treat Kyler Murray right? No. Remember back when Chandler Jones had this great start to last season? Amazing start. People are like, oh, you got to pay him. Got to pay him. Doesn't mean that Chandler doesn't deserve an increase. But what happened as the season progressed? You know, you got to look at the whole body of work and not just pick out a few things. If you're the agent, the agent's going to do stuff like this. So guys like me will sit behind microphones and point out how ridiculous. If he really thinks that this is the smartest maneuver, that this is going to move the needle, then go play baseball. Oh, by the way, baseball's not playing. So you're here. You know, can you make this type of living that you're currently making? You're going to get a raise. You're going to get an increase. But to think that you should be in line with the same number as Josh Allen, that's crazy. It's crazy. All right. Before I take a break, I want to tell you about the good people over at DraftKings. Basketball, hockey seasons are in full swing. New sportsbook customers can bet a buck. Bet a buck on the money line and win $150 in free bets if their team wins, thanks to our partnership with DraftKings. Act now. This offer won't be around forever. Terms and conditions apply. Go to the homepage of Sports 360 AZ. You'll see the banners there for DraftKings. We appreciate their support. Okay, on the other side, the Suns and a losing streak. The deadline today, Major League Baseball. And the best story over the weekend, I was in Tucson for one of them that involved Robert Sarver, of all people. We'll get into that. But the other involves our buddy Jude LaCava. That as well, as we continue on a Monday. All right, so on the Kyler Murray front, that's where we are today. But there's other things that are really interesting to me. You know, the Suns were going to struggle without Chris Paul. And so yesterday they lose to Utah, and they didn't look very good doing it. And they lost to New Orleans on Friday night. And I've said this, and I'm going to stick to it. It's late February, early March. And I know for the purpose of trying to get panic in the streets, I know for the purpose of trying to figure out a way to keep it interesting in this time of the year in the NBA season, you got to sit there and say, wow, this is going to end terribly. It's not, in my opinion. But there are some things that were interesting to me. I thought Rudy Gobert outplayed DeAndre Ayton badly yesterday. Nobody can convince me otherwise. You know, and Ayton's deal is one where he's been quiet this season, unlike Kyler Murray's deal. And I think DeAndre's played pretty well in spurts, and he's still coming into his own. But Gobert just schooled him yesterday, and Utah ends up beating the Suns. And that's a team that you look at and say, boy, if they played in the postseason, could they give the Suns a challenge? And I really think they could. Suns got out to a quick start. They blew a 9-point lead. You don't have Chris Paul on the defensive end of the court. The Suns' defense, they gave up 43 on Friday night against New Orleans. I tried to watch some of that game. It was just dreadful, dreadful, dreadful February NBA basketball. But, you know, you look at it and you feel as though, at least I do, that when Cameron Payne comes back, clearly they miss him. The minutes that are not being logged right now and the losing that has happened the last few days, they play Portland on Wednesday night. I don't care if they win or lose. There's no panic in the streets. It's not like they're not going to make the playoffs. Losing the one seed, yeah, you'd like to see them have the best record in the NBA, the momentum going in. But again, it's not how you start. It is how you finish. It does sound a little bit like the Suns. Get off to a quick start. The Cardinals, get off to a quick start. Everybody's geeked up. All going to win a title. And then the struggle gets real. Then it gets really hard. And you have some injuries along the way. And I guess I'm optimistic that Chris Paul is going to come back. I don't know if he's going to be the same player. The Suns are good enough without Chris Paul to get through a first-round playoff series, in my opinion. The number of minutes that Devin Booker is loading up on, being out front, playing point guard, getting pushed around, shoved around, need to have someone else step forward. Holiday's not that guy. You know, you do worry about that, I think, if you're a Suns fan, the amount of minutes that Devin is logging. But this is giving Cameron Johnson a great opportunity to go out and do his thing. And you know he can play well. You've seen it at both ends of the court. So, me, it's just the simple, you know, Jay Crowder throws a ball away at the end of the game in February. That doesn't equate to what's going to happen with this team in late April. They're out of sync. It's really not that hard. Baseball, on the other hand, these guys, they like to self-inflict all the time. These guys think that you're going to work every day and you want to hear guys like me pontificate about, we got to have baseball. Well, no joke. The Cactus League out here is already taking it again. This is another hit to the hotel industry, the entertainment industry that is vital to us in Arizona. All these hotel rooms, the businesses that have been knocked down and beaten down by COVID and the inability to travel, and now spring training's not here, and these guys can't get it figured out today. And I can't sit here inside with the players and the owners. It's beyond absurd that in this present climate that we're in, that anybody thinks that fans out there and those that even follow the game closely, the purists, want to hear constant updates about billionaires and millionaires fighting over things like service time. And I've been hearing about labor. I've covered labor. I've seen labor for years. And yeah, the owners are usually the ones putting the clamps to the players. But man alive, when you see what's going on in our country and what's going on in our world and in the entertainment industry, baseball is going to be just sitting over there to the side of the road. In a lot of cases, it already is. Like, it's almost like NHL. You know, our hockey team here is so far off the radar screen. The baseball team here is so far off the radar screen. I'm looking at the greater good of like the Cactus League and the businesses that have been lost. So somebody sent me a note the other night about the Diamondbacks are going to have a movie night for Encanto. And they actually sent it out to people. Like, nobody wants to hear they're going to have movie night, especially the season ticket holders that have watched an inferior product for years in downtown Phoenix. And it's just sitting there. It's just like, what are we doing, guys? And so this morning, Derek Jeter is like, yeah, I'm out of here. I pull the ripcord. I'm the CEO of the Marlins. Today is the day that we're supposed to get a new agreement. And yeah, I think I'm too well to attend. I'm out. That doesn't tell you what's going on. That's just the way baseball is. So that story caught my eye. I would be hopeful that today two sides would come to an agreement, obviously. But arguing over service time and arguing over the balls and strikes and arguing over postseason games. I mean, the strike zone, I get for the player's side. And if you don't want to have umpires, if you want to have it done through technology, and if that is something you really want to talk about, fans want to hear it. There's not one ounce of this I think is interesting. But I got to address it. We have a major league team here. And oh, by the way, we've got a dozen or more teams that are supposed to be filling hotels and golf courses and resorts and fans coming in, and none of that's happening. That's bad for us. That is bad for our great state. A good story, because I do like good stories, believe it or not. So Jude LaCava is a good friend. Jude is one of the smartest people that I've been around in the broadcast industry. In fact, Jude and I go all the way back to when I worked in San Diego. I was covering the Chargers out in La Jolla, and the Cardinals would go train out in La Jolla. And I got to know this guy. He was very insightful, very smart, nice guy, great guy. And he was telling me one time, this is probably in the early 90s, I'm thinking about getting out of radio and going over to TV. Really? Oh, okay. And I'd grown up out in San Diego. I'm not going anywhere. And then a little voice said to me, if he leaves, would you ever be interested in Phoenix? Much better sports market than San Diego. Seen San Diego, grew up here. Jude and I stayed in touch. He pulls a ripcord. He goes over to Fox 10 or Channel 10 at the time, calls me and says, you should put in for this. I get on a plane. I come over here. I audition. I do my thing. I get hired. We stay close friends. We've both been through stuff. And when Jude lost his mom, and I've had stuff through the years, and you just find those safe spots in the broadcast world where you can talk with people. And so he's been that. And when he pulled the ripcord, which happened during COVID, and he's over working on cancer research, like he's so good at that, at just finding things to be helpful with people. But Jude decided to become the assistant basketball coach at Scottsdale Christian Academy. Over the weekend on Saturday, Jude was on the bench as the assistant coach of Scottsdale Christian Academy, the Eagles winning a state title in 2A. To me, that is the best story of the weekend. Saturday, I wanted to be at Jude's game. I decided to go to Tucson. I go to Tucson every year for the Cole Guard Classic. I like going down there. Fitz shows up. He plays at a celebrity event. They had Annika Sorenstam there. She's the, you know, the all-time greatest female golfer of my era. And I decided to go down and to follow them around. And I get down there, and Fitz does his thing with Annika, and Eric Dickerson is part of it, and Jake Owen. So I've got these four celebs. I'm talking with them, getting questions, getting something on Annika. It'll be up on the site later today. I finish, and Fitz comes over, and we catch up, and we're kibitzing, and he says, hey, there's the guy you need to interview. I turn around, and the guy with the ball cap. I said, who's that? I said, that's Robert Sarver. What? So I go over, I chit-chat with Robert. We talk about a few things, and then I go off and work on some stuff. I go back to meet Fitz at the tee box. He's teed off at 1:45. I get up there about 1:30, and there's Robert again. He's got a friend with him. Fitz pulls up in his golf cart, and Robert walks over and grabs Fitz's bag. Robert Sarver was the caddy for Larry Fitzgerald on Saturday in Tucson. So I decided that's a pretty good little story. I walk some holes with them, talk a little bit with Robert before they tee off. I'd already talked with Larry. Larry's fun to watch play golf because when he doesn't hit a good shot, Larry gets mad at Larry, and we don't see that very often. I like to see athletes outside of their comfort zone. So there was that over the weekend that was fun as well. And one last thing. I'm going to see the Batman tonight. I don't know if this is going to be any good. Colin Farrell is the Penguin. I always liked the Penguin. I didn't like the Joker. Joker was scary. I liked the Penguin. But Robert Pattinson is going to be playing the new Batman, and that'll be tonight. The screening of it, I'll talk to you about it tomorrow. One last note here about DraftKings. The pro basketball and hockey season is in full swing. New sportsbook customers can bet $1 on the money line and win $150 in free bets if their pro basketball or hockey team wins. Thanks to our partnership with DraftKings, we have a promo code here for you. Just use promo code SPORTS1000 to claim the offer. Again, that's SPORTS1000. Sign in for a DraftKings sportsbook account. Make your first time deposit of $5 or more. Place a $1 wager. And there you go. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. Thanks to you and yours, the show repeats. We're going to head over and do some content now on Sports 360, work on our TV show for Bally Sports Arizona. Have a great Monday.